Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. Because at the end of the day, you can have it all on paper, but if you're not going to bed feeling satisfied, feeling abundant, and just feeling in awe and in love with your life, it's all for nothing. And when you start to really do this work and really understand how manifestation works, then you can start to create a life that looks great on paper, but also just feels so satisfying. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here on this podcast. I break down the process of manifestation, the concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that you understand exactly what you're doing and why, but more importantly, you're able to apply these beautiful concepts. Because at the end of the day, knowledge is only potential power. You can know all the things, and there are a lot of people who know all the things, but there are also a lot of people who aren't actually manifesting the outcomes they desire, because knowing is not enough. If you really want to step into your power, it's about applying these concepts. And when you really understand how effortless manifestation can be, and you invest your energy where it matters, you will see things moving around you very fast. But more importantly, you will be receiving your desires very fast. And I truly believe that if you have any desire, it means it's possible to see it be made manifest. Whatever we can see in our mind's eye, it can be made manifested into our physical reality. It's just about making sure we're doing the work around actually taking it and turning it into something within our physical reality. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. As always, I'm so happy you choose to spend this time with me as I record this episode. It is April 17th. If you are in Dubai, you probably experienced one of the most awful storms yesterday. It was crazy. And I really went to bed last night feeling so grateful that I even had a place to sleep. And, you know, people who were stuck in their workplaces whereby they couldn't leave because the metro had shut and whatnot. And, you know, as much as there's so much we want in our lives, I think these are the moments where you realize that you can want more, but you could also have it a lot worse. So yeah, I was just feeling so grateful that I didn't experience any negative side effects. I mean, I did step out for a bit and I did get drenched even though I was holding an umbrella. But at the end of the day, I came back, I got into a hot shower, I put those clothes for wash, and all was okay. So if that was the worst of my experience, I think I did pretty okay. I know a lot of friends, their homes got flooded and it was just a disaster. And if you are in Dubai and you experienced any kind of negative repercussions from the storm, I am thinking of you and I hope that everything is fine now. And that being said, I wanted to talk about three ways in which I regulated my nervous system this morning before 8:30 a.m. And it's going to shock you, I'm sure, because there's this huge misconception about what regulating your nervous system looks like. And on this podcast, we talk a lot about the importance of managing your nervous system because it is really the starting point of everything that manifests in your life. Because when you can manage your nervous system, you're able to manage your focus, you're able to manage the way you feel, and as a result, you're able to manage your energy. And because manifestation is nothing more than a game of energy, when you can manage your energy, you can manage the outcomes that unfold, because at the end of the day, it's all about becoming an energetic match to your desire, vibrationally aligning to the reality you are calling in. But if your focus is going towards lack and you're letting your negative thoughts get the best of you, or you're walking around in a funk, feeling defeated, feeling exasperated, or whatever other unwanted emotion, if you're letting your thoughts and your emotions get the best of you, you aren't actually in line with the desire you're calling in. And that's why you're not getting what you want. It has nothing to do with it not being possible. And a lot of times we think that managing our nervous systems looks like meditation or going to the Himalayas or taking time out of our lives in order to regulate ourselves. And I know that I was one of those people for a very long time. I used to look at regulating my nervous system as something I did separately. I had to allocate time for regulating my nervous system in my schedule. And essentially, the season of life I was in would determine how much attention I would give my nervous system. So if it was an easier season, then I'd meditate for longer, or maybe I'd engage in more journaling. But if it was a busy season, then I would compromise how I care for my nervous system. And I didn't realize this at the time, but in the process of doing so, I was also giving up my power to life. I was giving up my power to time, but I was also allowing my season of life to determine what could manifest. Because like I said, your nervous system ultimately is the starting point of every outcome that manifests for you. And I know this is something that a lot of people struggle with, is this idea that I'm too busy, I don't have time, I would love to do this, but, and we end up arguing for our limitations and we don't actually end up moving forward. And when it came to me identifying this blind spot of mine and not realizing how much it would actually hold me back from manifesting the outcomes that unfold, that's when things started to change. That's when I realized, well, if I want to start to move as a powerful creator who's the one steering the wheel of her life, I need to actually embody that version of me. And that means calling myself out on my BS excuses as to why I wasn't taking care of my most valuable asset, why I wasn't actually nurturing the part of me that controls my focus, my thoughts, in a way that actually aligns with the outcome that I desire. And so when I started to recognize this, I started to ask myself better questions. How can I start to regulate my nervous system no matter what? How can I start to become relentless with how I take care of my nervous system? And more importantly, create that level of unconditional alignment within myself. So no matter what life looks like, I'm able to still stay in alignment, because that's really what manifestation boils down to, alignment. And if you're wavering and inconsistent with your level of alignment, that's why you're going to receive inconsistent results in your life. That's why you'll see glimpses of your desire manifesting, but not the full-blown manifestation, because your alignment is staggering. It's all over the place, and you're not maintaining long enough and creating enough momentum in order to get the desire you desire. And so what I changed was, rather than look at regulating my nervous system as something separate that I do, I got savvy. I started to integrate nervous system regulation into my lifestyle. And that's when I was like, holy hell, penny drop moment. This is so in line with how I approach every other area of my life. Why have I not been doing this with my nervous system? I am somebody that I really believe that everything you're doing, it needs to be a lifestyle. It needs to be a way of life for you in order to actually sustain those results. I remember when I started losing weight, I started making small sustainable changes. And I created a lifestyle whereby it wasn't something I was trying to do, but I just became someone who made healthier choices because it was a way of life for me. Similarly, it now is like, okay, not looking at regulating my nervous system being separate, but it's now it just slots into my lifestyle. And no matter what season of life I'm in, it's still getting attention and it's still getting taken care of. It might look different, but my nervous system is getting so much attention. And I'm also engaging in behaviors and tendencies and doing more that actually nurtures, that actually feeds energy into my nervous system. And that's when I started seeing things around me move very fast, no matter what season of life I was in. Like I said, it's that unconditional alignment which changes everything. That's when desires started manifesting out of thin air in the most illogical ways. That's when I started seeing things move around me without me trying so hard. And I just felt like I could breathe. It was great. And that's why now it's, you're looking at regulating my nervous system as a lifestyle and making sure that I'm setting myself up to ensure that my nervous system is regulated no matter what. And so I wanted to share three ways in which I regulated my nervous system before 8:30 a.m. today morning without trying, without feeling like it was something extra I had to do, but instead it was just a few tweaks, a little bit of conscious intention that helped me create massive results. So number one, I woke up this morning and I was kind of tired and I didn't really want to do the 30-minute meditation that I'd become accustomed to doing. And I took the executive decision to do it later on in the day, but I'm also going to, instead of the meditation in the morning, I'm going to start my day with a 10-minute breath work session. Even though I felt zero motivation towards sitting down to meditate for 30 minutes, 10 minutes of breath work, that I could hack. And the reason why this was so powerful is because so much of regulating your nervous system, it comes down to checking in with yourself and meeting yourself where you're at. And also means being at peace that more is not always better. So much of our lives is controlled by our egos and we don't even realize it. And if you really want to be able to regulate your nervous system, it means giving yourself full permission to turn down the volume of your ego's need for that all or nothing. It's so easy to fall into that all or nothing mindset and approach life from a very black and white approach. But there are going to be days where you don't necessarily want to do what you set out to do. But if you're using that as a reason to not do anything at all, that's how you actually hold yourself back. But instead, when you can embrace that your life is filled with so much gray area and lean into that gray area, that is a sweet spot whereby you're being flexible, but you're also staying consistent. And getting out of this, it has to look like one way in order to be successful. Because it could have been so easy for me to have woken up this morning saying, you know what, I don't feel like sitting down and meditating for 10, 30 minutes. I'm going to do nothing at all. And what would have ended up happening? I would have pushed myself into a state of self-neglect. I would have let motivation get the best of me. And in that state of self-neglect, I would have entered a state of being of lack and dun, 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 dysregulation. And because your state of being is what manifests, I would have been a vibrational match for lack. The second shift that I made this morning, or the second behavior, I should say, that I engaged in this morning to help me regulate my nervous system without feeling like I was actually doing anything to regulate my nervous system, was as my kettle was boiling, I opened my fridge, I took out the Tupperware of pumpkin that I cut up yesterday, transferred it to a baking tray, and I put it in the oven. Took me all 3 minutes. And otherwise, I would have just been standing around waiting for my kettle to boil. But I was being efficient. And the reason why this particular action was so regulating is because one of the quickest ways to create internal safety within yourself is by actually having your own back, by doing more today to facilitate your tomorrow. And that could look like something as simple as meal prepping, or it could look like, hey, I'm going to do the work on my money mindset so that receiving money in the long term, it becomes a lot easier. I'm going to do the work on myself and my level of self-worth so that I'm able to, in the long run, attract a partner or a group of friends who really value me. It's about leaning into the discomfort of today with the knowingness that you're setting the foundation for a comfortable future. And in this particular scenario, I had a bit of free time yesterday. And so I used that time to cut up the pumpkin. I knew I had to do it eventually. So I cut it up and then I didn't want to cook it yesterday because I didn't need it. So I just put it up in the fridge knowing that today morning, it would make the rest of my day very seamless. Literally just put it in the oven. And what I also did is I cut up extra so that I've also gone and added more ease to my next couple of meals. And this is it. It's using these small opportunities in line with the big opportunity. How can I just make my future? How can I make it easier for my future self? And really what you're doing is you're having your own back. That alone is expanding your level of internal safety. And the third way I regulated my nervous system without trying to regulate my nervous system before 8:30 a.m. is I went for a run in my trainers that got soaked in the storm yesterday and were still terribly wet. Was it ideal? Absolutely not. It was kind of gross the first few minutes. But am I glad I did it? Absolutely. Because nothing regulates your nervous system quite like self-trust. And you can only build self-trust by actually getting out of your comfort zone and sticking to the commitments you make to yourself. Otherwise, you can make all the excuses why you're not following up with your commitments, or you could justify why you aren't achieving your goals. But what you're really feeding your subconscious mind, the part of you that's like the operating system of your life, is I don't value myself. I'm not important. I'm not a priority. And over time, that level of self-abandonment and inconsistency with yourself, it's only going to create more dysregulation and more lack. And I share this with you because A lot of times people, like I said, have this misconception of what regulating your nervous system looks like and think that, okay, just because I meditate in the morning or I've done a gratitude list in the evening, I've covered my bases. And don't get me wrong, having a morning routine, having an evening routine is wonderful. But if you are moving through the rest of your day in a state of dysregulation, it kind of defeats the point. And this is why your desire will not manifest, because the majority of the day is spent in dysregulation. But on the flip side, when you can actually identify the ways you've been unknowingly dysregulating your nervous system throughout the course of your day and then make the necessary changes, oh boy, that is when life starts to get really freaking good. Those desires you've been praying for over the last few years, you better call your bartender because you're going to throw those desires a welcome party. And that's exactly why I even designed a program like Calm, Cool, and Creating. Manifestation is not something you do separate to your life. Manifestation is a reflection of your life, your current life. Who you are being today determines what manifests tomorrow. And so often it's these teeny tiny actions and behaviors and tendencies which seem negligible at the time. But if you add them up, they compound. And the compound effect of your actions, both negatively and positively, will have a massive impact on your nervous system. And over the course of this program, I'm going to be shining light towards seven of your manifesting blind spots, seven ways you've been unknowingly dysregulating your nervous system, but more importantly, how to create the necessary changes to help you re-regulate your nervous system. Because truly, if you want to improve the quality of your life, it starts with improving how you manage your nervous system. If you really want to go to your next level, and you really want to see yourself manifesting crazy, incredible outcomes, create that level of safety within yourself. Because what's going to happen is you might get your desire, but because you haven't actually created a level of internal safety to hold on to your desire, you will self-sabotage yourself. I see this time and time again. And really, the most successful manifestors are the people who get what they want, but actually hold on to it. It's because they've done this work. They've managed their nervous system to such a degree, but they've also expanded their internal safety to hold onto their desires. And when you can focus on who you are being during the day versus what you're doing first thing in the morning and last thing in the evening, that is when your life will blow you away. And trust me, these 10 days are going to be so transformative and so eye-opening. And most importantly, we're going to give your nervous system the regulation it needs in order to draw in and hold on to your delicious desires, the desires where you were born to live and to experience. And for the amount of value you're about to devour, the investment is ridiculously low. Honestly, you're not going to find this anywhere else on the internet. And we start officially on April 25th, runs till May 5th. And for more details, you can head to the link in the bio. If you have any questions at all, you can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kushpoo.ky. And if you're listening to this episode after Calm, Cool, and Creating is over, send me a DM as well, and I'll tell you how we can get started on this work right away. In the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpoo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.